Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise God. We love you, Jesus, because you first loved us. Welcome to Youth of Harvest. God's got this. God's got us. Amen. And we just give him praise and glory. This is y'all's Pastor Katisa. And I just stopped by to give some encouragement, amen, to strengthen our young people, our youth, amen, in Jesus Christ. And such joy that we have in the name of Jesus in salvation. The joy of the Lord is your strength, young person. You might even get weary. You might even get tired of what's going on, but Jesus is your strength. And so before we go any further, with some more encouragement, we are going to God in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. You are a mighty God. You are the mighty God we serve. And, Lord, we thank you for today. We thank you, for Father God, for encouragement from you. You help us to go forward, to move on, to keep going and not give up. You are our strength. You are everything, our very breath of life. And we bless your holy name on this morning. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Praise God. We give God thanks. We give God praise. Amen. We are going to go into some encouragement today. And so much encouragement from God's word. Amen. Last weekend, we celebrated the resurrection of Jesus Christ. He is not dead. He is alive. He is risen. And that right there is the center of faith in God. That is the center of faith in Jesus Christ. That's what we believe in our hearts. Amen. We say Jesus is Lord and that God has risen him from the dead. And when we believe that, that is the power of God. Amen. To all who believe. So today what we're going to be having encouragement on, after Jesus, had risen from the dead. He appeared to his disciples. He had he was in their midst. He talked with them. He ate with them. He gave them encouragement from him, you know, what they should do when he after he returns to heaven. And one such disciple is Peter. And if you read the scripture, you will learn more about Peter, his relationship with the Lord. Peter, his name means rock, and surely God had chosen him to be one of his disciples, just like he chooses me and he chooses you. Amen. He's called you, amen, to have faith in his son Jesus. And so this is what Jesus said, one of the verses that he said in John 21:15, he said, when they had finished eating, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these? Yes, Lord, he said, you know that I love you. Jesus said, feed my lambs. And lambs, you can't, is like a younger version of a sheep. It is a child of a sheep is what a lamb is. So Jesus told him to feed my lambs. He wasn't saying specifically about go and feed animals. He was actually talking about people. And I would like to think he's also meaning younger version of people, like children and youth, like youth of your age. And so Jesus said, feed my lambs. If you love me, then feed my lambs. Feed them, meaning give them encouragement for my word. Give them, help them not to give up on faith and in God. Help them to go forward and to know that God is for them more than the whole world can be against them. Let them know that God has them in the palm of his hands, and he is with them at all times in all places. He's with them throughout eternity. And it's not a temporary thing with God. You know, we have friendships that last maybe sometimes a week or sometimes a year or, you know, for some season. But with God, it is forever. We got to get that, young people. With God, it is forever. He said he will never leave you or nor forsake you. So meaning he's not going to leave you and I. He is with us forever. Jesus said, I am with you even until the end of the age. He's with us here on earth. He's with us in eternity. So forever we have God. And it's so, and it points back to God's got this, God's got us. And this is the thing Jesus said when he was teaching. When he was teaching and some parents had a very good idea. And when they seen Jesus, they were bringing their children. They were bringing babies and children to Jesus and having him, you know, lay his hands on them and, you know, saying basically the parents would say, we believe in you, Jesus. We believe in you so much. We want our children to be touched by you and blessed by you. And so they were bringing their children to Jesus. This is what Jesus, you know, wanted written in the scripture. And you can find this in Matthew 19, verse 13. Then people brought little children to Jesus for him to place his hands on them and pray for them. But the disciples rebuked them. You know, people always want to get in the way of you, youth and children coming to God. They want to hinder you. They want to stop you. Why? That's not what God wants. God wants you to have free access to him. He wants you. God wants you. Did you know that? You think in your life nobody's wanted me. Nobody has cared. God has cared. God has cared. And so it says in Matthew 19:14, Jesus said, let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these. And then in verse 15, it says, when he had placed his hands on them, he went on from there. So Jesus turned around, and, you know, the disciples were all upset. They didn't want the parents bringing the children over to Jesus and have him pray for them, you know, have him put his hands on them. He was sitting them on their lap, on his lap, sitting the children on his lap, and he was praying for them. He said, don't stop them from them coming to me, for the kingdom of heaven is made, you know, belongs to such as these, is his word. So basically, what is Jesus saying? He's saying to us, to you, to children, to you as youth, he's saying, come on to me. You know, your heart is drawn to me. You need me. You can come to me at any time. You can talk to me, pray to me, and I am there for you. Because that's how it is in the kingdom of God. People don't ignore God. They don't, you know, think they got it all together. You don't have to think like that. No, you can say, hey, God, I really need you right now. I really need some strength. I really need some encouragement, some courage, some boldness. I'm facing some things that I know you can handle more than me. So I call on you. I pray to you. And I'm told that you listen. And I believe it is true. God wants you to believe that it is true. So Jesus said, don't hinder them. If there's anybody in your life hindering you from calling to Jesus, to know more about Jesus, you have to pray about that. Because definitely, that's not what Jesus, you know, has in store for you as a youth. He wants you to have all of him. You talk to him as much as you want. Come to a church service as much as you want. Learn as much as you want about him. Over in Luke 18, it says about the same thing. In verse 16, it says, but Jesus called the children to him and said, this time Jesus called the children. It wasn't the parents, but Jesus called them over and said, let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. 17 says, truly I tell you, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never. You see, it's benefits in being young. There's benefits, amen, because even if, no matter what age you are, always show you're depending upon God. Always look to Jesus Christ, to whom he wants you to have faith in him. Trust in him with all your heart. And he says, lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. So this is Pastor Katisa. Just wanted to give you some encouragement today that definitely we want to see a youth of harvest. You come to God and close to God as possible, and to know that God's got this, God's got us. Be blessed. Have an awesome rest of the day. Enjoy your weekend. Amen. Enjoy your relationship with Jesus Christ, Father God, the Holy Spirit. Be blessed. Go with God. Amen.